We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, sweet viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista and channel 44 on Vía Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Celera. Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Telelunidos and Channel 55 on Lite Mar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIETSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iriganet City, Channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. in Daran Ul Province, Channel 8 on Daran Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurk and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himon Cable TV. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khinti Province, Channel 23 on Sanbord Company. In Sanshun City in Dorongolf Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio Township on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikong Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Switzerland pledges to donate more than $33 million for aid and reconstruction in Haiti. In education news, the United Nations helps introduce the use of multimedia technology to Turkmenistan schools. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 22nd, is Yemen's National Day, also called Unification Day, which observes the joining of the Yemen Arab Republic and the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen in 1990. This Middle Eastern country is near Oman and Saudi Arabia, adjacent to the Gulf of Aden, Arabian Sea and the Red Sea. Yemen's remarkable domestic architecture is highlighted by several of its United Nations educational, scientific and cultural organization World Heritage Sites. One such location is the Old City of Sana'a, which has been populated for over 2,500 years. It contains more than 100 mosques and 6,000 homes built before the 11th century. Yemen's Socotra Archipelago in the northwest Indian Ocean is another World Heritage Site. Its rich biodiversity of flora and fauna, including 253 species of reef-building coral, make it an important protected area. We wish the friendly people of Yemen a splendid Unification Day. Today is also International Day for Biological Diversity. Proclaimed by the United Nations in 2000, it is a time to raise awareness about the importance of maintaining a variety of life on our planet. This year's theme is Biodiversity, Development and Poverty Alleviation. May this important day help increase our appreciation of our incredible ecosphere and all the varied life she supports.
YN News. Earthquakes strike Peru, New Zealand, and Costa Rica. Late on Tuesday, May 18th, a strong 6.0 magnitude quake caused the collapse of a 1 kilometer stretch of a highway between the cities of Bagua and Tarapoto in northern Peru's Utcubamba province, also triggering a landslide that stranded numerous vehicles. Tremors were reported in the provincial capital of Bagua Grande as well as nearby provinces. On Thursday, May 20th, New Zealand's coastal town of Wakatane on the North Island was jolted by a series of 25 earthquakes, with 9 that measured magnitude 3.0 or higher, and all occurring in just 7 hours. Also that day, Costa Rica's Pacific coast was rocked by a strong 6.2 magnitude quake, centered 67 kilometers south of the capital, San Jose. Fortunately, no casualties or injuries have been reported from any of the events. We are grateful for the safety of all the quake-affected residents as we pray that the world may soon be freed of such disturbing occurrences through our kinder treatment of fellow humans and our Earth.
European Commission supports displaced residents of Central Africa. The European Commission Directorate General for Humanitarian Aid and Civil Protection, or ECHO, has donated 6.9 million euros to benefit victims of civil conflict living in the Central African region. About 114,000 people have fled conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo and are now living in temporary situations in the Republic of Congo, the Central African Republic, as well as the Equatorial Province of Democratic Republic of Congo. The ECHO funds will thus go towards projects such as building new camps and providing emergency supplies to stabilize the refugees' living conditions, as well as helping provide supplemental services such as education over the longer term if necessary. ECHO Director General Peter Zangel said, ECHO is committed to helping to meet the humanitarian needs of those people as well as the local populations that are hosting them. Providence bless and many thanks, Director General Zangel and ECHO, for your committed care of the Congolese people. May they be graced with resilience and security as we pray that peace soon prevails for all in the region.
United Nations calls for flood relief in Tajikistan. Following fatal floods and landslides that swept the already disadvantaged Kulyab region and surrounding districts on May 7th, the United Nations in Tajikistan appealed to the international community on Wednesday, May 19th, for help with an anticipated $5.3 million in donations needed for relief and recovery aid. The disaster caused at least 40 fatalities and rendered 4,500 people homeless, with livelihoods also lost for at least 16,000 people. While the Tajik government and aid agencies provided immediate and life-saving assistance following the tragedy, including tent shelters, food, safe water, and emergency health care, the camp residents are now in need of life-sustaining support as they strive to restabilize in the coming months.
A statement from the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, said, "The people hit by the flash floods in Tajikistan, already the poorest country of the 15 former Soviet republics, now count on international assistance to help restore their dignity and prevent them from falling even deeper into poverty. The aid would provide residents with food, household supplies, and basic social services while restoring the drinking water and sanitation in Kulyab and seven districts. Our appreciation, United Nations, Tajik government, and all involved organizations for your dedicated assistance and concerned voice on behalf of disaster-hit brethren in Tajikistan. Wishing the Tajik people a soon recuperation to their wholesome well-being as our greater consideration for each other and the ecosphere helps such disturbing events subside."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Coal mine tragedy in Turkey brings condolences and concern. On Monday, May 17th, a methane gas explosion led to a landslide inside a Karadağ coal mine in Zonguldak, Turkey. Despite the efforts of rescue crews who had placed their own lives in danger, 28 miners perished, with 2 more who as of Friday were still missing. Following the news of the human lives lost in the catastrophe, condolences arrived from leaders such as Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev, who sent a letter to his Turkish counterpart President Abdullah Gül. A letter excerpt reads, "I was shocked with the news about large numbers of human losses during the explosion in Karadağ coal mine in Zonguldak province of Turkey. I express condolences to you and people and relatives of the victims. The incident also raised a more general concern for the protection of mine workers, which has been met by a government pledge for extra measures to ensure their safety. We join in sorrow for the tragic loss of lives as we also convey our appreciation to President Gül and the Turkish government for their constructive response to protect fellow citizens. May heaven comfort the grieving families and bless the people of Turkey."
Swedish researchers discover new drug user test. A study from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, published in the Journal of Analytical Toxicology, has revealed a new technique to test for the presence of illegal drugs. Rather than analyze blood or urine, which are less convenient and take more time to evaluate, the new method tests exhaled air. In the study, researchers looked at samples from 12 patients who had received emergency care for known amphetamine intake. After the patients breathed into specially fitted masks, the results were analyzed using methods such as liquid chromatography and tandem mass spectrometry, and were found to be successful in detecting amphetamines for the people being tested. Lead researcher Professor Olof Beck said, "The results are convincing and very promising. The study is the first to report the possibility of measuring drugs in the exhaled breath and represents a unique, unexpected finding." Our appreciation, Professor Beck, and all fellow Karolinska Institute scientists for this ingenious development to safeguard the public as well as illegal drug users' lives. May such advancements continue to expand in supporting the elimination of these harmful substances for the balance and happiness of all.
Benefits of addictive drug abstinence and treatment. In the U.S., treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, reduce crime, and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free 1 year after treatment, 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. A California, USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 was saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability. 60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime as well as improving the health and social function of participants. Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of and expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, plus more. For more information, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Dr. Milin Chen-Huing, promoted to U.S. Air Force Colonel rank. After 18 years of service in the U.S. Air Force, Olaxese or Vietnamese Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Milin Chen-Huing has been promoted to the rank of Colonel on May 14th in a ceremony held in Washington, D.C., USA. As Director of the Air Force Medical Service or AFMS International Specialist or IHS program, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Milin Chen-Huing has been recognized for her leadership in 25 health-related missions throughout 15 countries, including two in her homeland of Olac or Vietnam. In recent humanitarian work she coordinated in Hue Olac, the Lieutenant Colonel brought together 45 medical personnel and professionals from 7 organizations, including the U.S. Army and Air Force, to benefit over 3,000 people with medical care, ranging from cataract surgery to dental treatment. Former Lieutenant General Lu Lan of the Army of the Republic of Vietnam commended Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Milin Chen-Huing in her promotion ceremony, saying that she also brings honor to the entire Olaxese community living in the United States as a symbol of their achievements. A respectful salute, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Milin Chen-Huing, for this esteemed recognition. May your humanitarian ideals and dedication to your country, the United States, as well as to your motherland of Ola, continue inspiring many toward a more harmonious world.
Save our planet. The world is fast approaching certain tipping points. A recent United Nations report on biodiversity warns that ecosystems may be headed towards permanent damage as countries fail to achieve goals to protect animal and plant life. The report, entitled Global Biodiversity Outlook 3, identifies vulnerable ecosystems that are headed towards irreparable decline, including coral reefs, many of which are collapsing due to overfishing as well as increased ocean warming and acidity. The report goes on to cite the Amazon rainforest as being at risk due to continued deforestation, which in turn spurs further global warming and the massive loss of plant and animal species.
Finally, contamination from pollutants such as livestock runoff are rendering many freshwater lakes and rivers unable to support life. Executive Secretary of the Convention of Biological Diversity of the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, Ahmed Jugloff emphasized, "We continue to lose biodiversity at a rate never before seen in history. Extinction rates may be up to 1,000 times higher than the historical background rate." The report's authors call for urgent action to protect natural habitats, pointing out that a fraction of the money spent to avoid economic downturns would prevent a much more serious and fundamental collapse of the Earth's life support systems.
United Nations scientists and officials, we are thankful for your message that conveys the need to address our planet's dire state. Let us join in protecting human life and all species by adopting lifestyles that show our care.
Supreme Master Qinghai has also frequently mentioned the critical need for action to halt such devastating changes, as during an interview published in the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal.
The world scientists fear that if we pass certain tipping points, the next stages of climate change would not only be fast, but irreversible and catastrophic. So, there are already signs of this dangerous time approaching. All devastating effects of climate change have already been occurring. Very sad things. All these situations are getting worse and worse and won't stop until we really change the way we live our life. So, what's to be done? The solution is quite easy. Simply stop eating meat. Simply stop eating meat. That is the best solution. This is imperative now because of the perilous state of our planet and our limited time. Stopping meat production will lower greenhouse gas emissions in the fastest possible way and halt the unspeakable environmental damages, ranging from climate change to land and water misuse, pollution, loss of wildlife, and threats to human health.
Save Our Planet. Jordan hosts progress meeting on Shams Ma'an Solar Plant. A consortium of over 200 local and international solar energy experts, financiers, consultants, and donors came together for a status update on the $400 million U.S. solar energy project being built in southern Jordan. Once operational in 2012, the Shams Ma'an project will be among the largest photovoltaic solar energy plants in the world, thus reducing the nation's current import of 96% of her energy needs, while also preventing 160,000 tons of carbon emissions from entering the atmosphere each year. In addition to creating jobs, the project is also expected to position Jordan as a global leader in photovoltaic energy and attract more investments, which in turn will help further her goals of energy independence. Bravo, Jordan, and all project participants for this significant green energy endeavor. Wishing your project a smooth launch with abundant sustainable benefits for the lives and livelihoods of all Jordanian people.
Save Our Planet. As the U.S.-based National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, reports April 2010 to be the warmest on global record, increased elderly fatalities due to an extreme heat wave are seen in Mauritania, while Myanmar states that rising temperatures have increased deaths among both seniors and children.
Save Our Planet. Environmental groups such as the Union of Concerned Scientists urged passage of an energy bill by the U.S. Congress to protect tropical rainforests, to preserve biodiversity, and provide valued reduction in greenhouse gas emissions.
Save Our Planet. The Republic of Ireland's Environment Minister John Gormley promises the creation of more than 50 sites to protect wildlife and their habitats, with orders already signed for 32 locales and plans to create another 20 in the next few weeks.
Save Our Planet. Expert climatologist Dr. James Hansen, director of the U.S. NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, calls on Norway to halt her investment in environmentally destructive Canadian oil sands projects.
Hello, I'm Lutie the Fruit Bat. Following a compassionate vegan diet with a tip on a nutritious drink, cranberry juice. It's very rich in vitamin C and antioxidants. In addition, it's a good source of fiber. Studies have also shown cranberry juice aids in protection against urinary tract and bladder infections, and it's delicious. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, weather from around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Formosa or Taiwan, encouragement for the veg diet continues to grow in Formosa or Taiwan. Zhejiang University Kaohsiung Campus in Formosa has started to promote meat-free Mondays. As part of the university's festive week-long 52nd anniversary celebrations, our association members were invited to hold a discussion on the many benefits of the plant-based diet. Information was shared on how the vegan lifestyle can protect our earth and halt climate change, with complimentary plant-based fare served at the gathering. Chief of the student union, Miss Huan Yu Lan, explained the purpose of meat-free Mondays.
地球可以变得更好，那期许就是我们这个活动可以延续，那如果真的推广到大家就是可以接受素食，那慢慢的就是吃素食的话，整个就是畜牧业就会下降，那整个对环境就是会有一个好的一个影响吧。
The eco-friendly campaign was also supported by Zhejiang University President Dr. Xie Zongxing.
我们非常高兴学生有这样的一份心，那希望这个对这个地球的这个环境保护了那尽一份心力那我们这个乐观其成，我们非常鼓励。
In addition, restaurants in the area agreed to offer vegetarian meals at discount prices for students on meat-free Mondays.
因这囡仔人吼，就有这种想法，算很好啊。能够吃素是很好啊，我们应该要支持他。
Our hats off, student union at Zhejiang University Kaohsiung Campus and esteemed President Dr. Xie Zongxing for promoting the low emissions vegan lifestyle. Many thanks also restaurant owners that are offering veg discounts and all others supporting the Earth Loving campaign. May each global citizen adopt the animal-free diet to ensure a tranquil world for generations to come.
In humanitarian news, Switzerland pledges a donation of more than $33 million for Haitian aid and reconstruction. In addition, over $50.5 million will be given through contributions received by the non-profit Swiss Solidarity and its partners. The funds will be used for immediate assistance and infrastructure rebuilding both in the capital city of Port-au-Prince and other areas of the nation. Our earnest gratitude, Switzerland, and heaven bless your generous commitment to the gracious people of Haiti. May compassionate hearts help bring about a world of plentitude and sustainability for all. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Turkmenistan educators have an opportunity to become more acquainted with multimedia technology. We'll take a moment to remember God within. Please stay tuned for more outstanding news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, significant news for a greater world. In education news, the United States helps introduce the use of multimedia technology to schools in Turkmenistan. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, held a series of seminars for teachers, school administrators, and members of the Ministry of Education of Turkmenistan. The workshops explore ways in which these technological advancements can be integrated into the learning process. The symposiums are part of a USAID $90 million program begun in 1992 to encourage development in the nation. God bless your dedicated assistance, United States Agency for International Development. May the kind people of Turkmenistan gain many far-reaching benefits from this thoughtful endeavor.
Please join us for a joke told in Greek entitled The Shoes.
Ένα παιδάκι 3 ετών προσπαθεί για πρώτη φορά να βάλει τα παπούτσια μόνος του. Η μητέρα του παρατήρησε ότι το αριστερό παπούτσι ήταν στο δεξί πόδι. Του λέει, «Παιδί μου, τα παπούτσια σου είναι σε λάθος πόδια». Εκείνο την κοίταξε με απορία, γουρλώνοντας τα μάτια, είπε, «Μαμά, θα με μπερδέψεις, αλλά εγώ ξέρω ότι τα πόδια είναι δικά μου».
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Coco, Gorilla Ambassador, on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coco is a loving, communicative gorilla who has brought joy to many.
I was so moved by this that I have to reevaluate my whole existence. MJ from Sweden.
This program shows humans the capacity for sentience among other species. Viewer from USA.
Warm-hearted viewers, thank you for your comments. Kind Coco clearly shows us the compassionate, intelligent, and sensitive nature of our wonderful gorilla friends. May we live in respect and harmony with all members of the divine animal kingdom. With love and heaven's grace.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith in the providence inspire you always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union formally ratifies its March 2010 pledge to provide more than 1.2 billion euros in post-quake aid to Haiti to help the nation in longer-term rebuilding efforts.
At a two-day conference in The Hague, Netherlands, delegates from 80 countries working with the United Nations International Labour Organization agree to renew a global goal to protect youth through a campaign to eliminate child trafficking and labour.
Legendary international musicians and performers such as Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Mary J. Blige and Sting come together for the biennial Rainforest Foundation benefit concert in Carnegie Hall, New York City, USA.
Following Pakistan's massive landslides in January that blocked the only road between China and Pakistan, China continues her assistance by constructing a 2-kilometer passageway and helping with relocation efforts for affected residents.
The mothers of detained American hikers Shane Bauer, Sarah Short, and Josh Vital express appreciation for the Iranian government's permission for a first visit, appealing at the same time for their children's immediate release.
Tunisian President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi discuss improving relations in fields of economy, trade, infrastructure, culture, and education between the two countries.
The U.S.-based search engine giant Google announces the freely available Wave product, which merges functions such as email, online chat, and social networking for more effective project collaboration among groups or teams.
Speaking to the press, Russian Ambassador to Azerbaijan Vladimir Doroshin conveys his country's ready willingness to respond to any request for help from neighboring Azerbaijan following recent severe floods that damaged crops and property.
9-year-old Casey Weissel from Brookline, Massachusetts, United States, makes and sells bracelets, raising $876.25 to help quake-affected residents of Haiti.
Moroccan and Kuwaiti parliamentary committee members discussed the establishment of a strategic cooperation between the two countries, as well as increasing trade exchange, economic, and social cooperation.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and a State Department spokesperson for the administration of U.S. President Barack Obama call for more peaceful action between the Thai government and the Red Shirt Movement.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.